Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Was that Carrington?
That was Carrington.
Reading the worst pickup line of all time.
Now, if you remember correctly, we all read it. I've got other examples if you'd like.
No, I'm good.
Let me hear Dana's.
It's so bad.
Dana did not do it because she was making all of us do it. But I have a Bill Grady.
Oh, yes, please.
Stand by.
Dang, girl. You are my appendix, because I don't know how you work, but I have this feeling in my stomach that makes me want to take you out.
We got newer boss in here.
Dang, girl, you are my appendix, because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
I'm not swiping right on that one.
Now for the rest of these, I don't know who they are. If you want them,
no, that's good. We're good.
Keep going.
Dang, girl, are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
I recognize that voice.
I think I know who that one was.
It's very bad.
I bet he's single.
Dang, girl, are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
That's Steve Spector right there,
Spector.
Dog.
Dang, girl. Are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work. But this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
That's why that guy has women around
you
the block.
Have got some serious game.
The tone behind that take you out, I'm not sure if you meant for a date or like murder.
Yeah. Like, meet me in the back of the van.
It's a white van with a mattress.
My
Dang,
goodness.
Girl, are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
That's terrible, Dan. Absolutely terrible.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It was way too inquisitive.
I was going to put that on my resume reel, but thanks.
Please don't.
Sound like you're reading from a book.
Dang, girl. Are you my appendix? Because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
That's big.
That's why Jay Binkley drives home alone every night.
Oh, my gosh.
It almost sounded kind of like a bada bing kind of.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
The largest male.
Wait, we have one more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, please. We're not done. Yeah, yes, please.
Damn, girl, you are my appendix because I don't understand how you work, but this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
Cody Tapp.
That's terrible.
And now we're done.
That one's going to get a restraining order.
And that man has children?
I'm still thinking that Scott's is getting the restraining order.
I have no doubt.
Would you like to clarify your Run Do Not Walk? Because I tried to find it, and there are 19 shows by the same name. I'm actually going to go home and watch it tonight.
Okay, so it's No Good Deed.
Right, as in goes unpunished. But when you look up No Good Deed, there are so many of them. It's the Idris Elba version from 2014.
That is correct. It's on Netflix, and it says here under the description, and this is an AI review, this gives me a little bit of hope that our jobs are still safe for a little while. They describe it as a dark comedy series. First of all, it's not a series, it's one movie.
Okay.
Number two, there is no comedy in this movie at all. It is a suspense thriller.
Okay. Well, last year there was a dark comedy series named No Good Deed.
Correct. And so when I pulled it up, that's what came up.
You're talking about the 16-year-old movie.
Yes. Scott sometimes discovers great movies that came out during the Reagan administration and likes to share them with us.
Hey, Spotify came out last year, guys.
11 years old.
Speaking of
AI,
doesn't
mean it's not a good movie.
I want Scott. I want you to pull this up in real time because I want to. I want to see the look on your face when you watch this. Did you guys see that Russia came out with a humanoid robot, and they did this huge presentation? Cameras everywhere. I want you guys to look it up, Dan. Cameras everywhere. And the robot, think kind of like Frankenstein. It's a full-sized robot with a creepy white face. There's a man on the left, a real man, and a real man on the right. Like, like Steve Jobs with the new iPhone. Here is our robot. And the robot steps, like Frankenstein. Steps.
And then.
Hang on. Get ready. The commercial for Rebath is just ending. Hang on.
All right, here we go. Watches.
It's coming out, walking a little like an old 78-year-old man down a sidewalk, worried about if he's going to step in a crack or something.
Trepidatious.
He's taken about 10 steps so far.
Yep.
He takes one couple more. Oh, yep. He looks like he's kind of, he waves to the crowd.
A little off center here.
Looks like he's had a couple drinks and he's down.
The thing, you guys, completely face plants. Then the two men, because keep in mind, this is the big.
Oh, it broke.
This is the big reveal. The two men try to hoist it up. The look on its face is one of shock and horror. Then a third man takes a black sheet and tries to cover up what is happening.
Well, two men have a black sheet and they're trying to block your view so you can't film them dragging
to see here.
This stupid.
Look at the look on the robot's face. It actually looks like you would look if the whole world watched you fall on your face. They didn't get that face right. So for any of you thinking that robots are, you know, ready to take over the world and you know, there's one in the news that can do your laundry, apparently, they can't even stand up and walk on 2 feet yet. We're just not there yet, people.
We all have a robot that does our laundry. It's called the washing machine.
Right.
There is this influencer by the name of Whistlin' Diesel who bought an $80,000 humanoid robot to do his chores.
No.
Within the first 5 minutes, it punctured 3 or 4 different holes in his wall because it fell into the wall, and it's heavy. It's a robot. And he asked it to make it dinner, and it got the food very hot and then dumped the entire pan of food on the floor.
Right. We're not there yet.
Because it thought it was serving.
Buying
the food.
Robot now is akin to buying the very first iteration of, like,
the Roomba?
No, not the Roomba. Go way back before VHS tapes.
Have you found that yet?
Go to the big discs.
Oh, you're talking about, what were those called? What were those discs called?
Laser discs.
Discs.
Oh, well, those were already great technology that worked.
Listen to this.
Yeah, that lasted for about a year.
Well, that was just marketing.
Listen to this from the creators of Fall Robot. To be honest, we're a bit puzzled by the surprise around this situation in the media. Adol, that's his name, AIDOL, is a startup, one of thousands globally.
Isn't that a little too close to Adolf?
And yes, and still one of relatively few in Russia. We are focused on the dynamic stabilization. That's the word they used.
I was going to say, they said startup. It did start up, and then it was down.
I don't know that I'd use the word stabilization.
It started up and stopped down. That's what it did.
Back to the drawing board.
Well, the two guys who brought Adolf out on stage.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
If I were them living in Russia, I would probably have somebody test taste my meals and drinks for the next couple of years.
Describe the look on the robot's face, please.
almost had it.
Scott, I had a similar thought. That black sheet wasn't to cover up their embarrassment of the failed experiment. No, that was to ensure they could continue breathing tomorrow.
Yeah. Either that or shield the identities of the soon-to-be assassins.
Yeah.
Good talk.
You live in Russia, man. Maybe just keep to getting some wheat.
Talk.
Be a farmer. If I lived in Russia, I'd be a farmer. They're probably not going to try to kill you. What?
Dan, do you want to read that text?
The one that I responded to? Oh, that was close, Dan. I thought you were going to say it's a wife and not a washing machine.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I responded.
Daniel.
I responded, I know better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I do most of the laundry at our house.
I know you do. I don't think there are.
Times a
there
day.
Are no, some, once. To me, still sort of gender-specific things in a house.
Here we go.
Some.
And we're off.
Dead mouse.
The toilet lid.
Dead mouse is clearly in his column. I will not and cannot.
See, and you could rhyme off a handful of other things that are male designated chores around the house. I'd be more interested to hear what you think are female or woman dominated chores around the house.
I happen to be the one that unloads and loads the dishwasher. That is sort of my little...
No. That's not... We didn't ask what you do around the house.
Yeah.
What do you consider... Because you didn't say...
I think it's different in every marriage. You guys decide. Like, Sam...
Are you married?
No, but I'm saying it's different in every relationship. You decide what is going to be your thing.
That's not what you
and
said.
And what is going to be my thing.
You said you still think, and I'm going to almost direct quote you here. You said you still think that there are some chores that are gender specific. What is a female gender specific chore?
All right, dead mouse is the guy.
Is male. That's right. I'll give you that one. This is going to get really interesting.
The truth is, and I've already figured it out.
I am the dishwasher unloader and I'd like to think that is a more
Is that a female job?
I don't want to say job, but I bet you more women do that than men do that.
Not in my house.
Okay, here's one.
Mm-hmm.
Just in our home, if it involves nails, I defer. That is his lane.
You're going back over to him. I want you to steer back over to
female.
He's got
a lot longer list than I have. My list is short.
Well, see, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, I clean the cat litter.
Is cleaning cat litter a female designated household chore?
Mm.
I'll give you this. And I love her for it. I come home to a warm home-cooked meal every single night.
Okay. She enjoys cooking.
She does.
She beats you home.
She's almost home right now.
Yeah. So same here. He cooks because he's home first.
Here's something.
I toss a mean salad, though. I'm a salad maker.
Calendar is a female-designated job.
1,000% calendar
management.
Keeping
track of where everybody is and where everybody's supposed to go.
Yep.
The male typically, and I'll admit myself, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
I don't care.
Sam goes, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Sam, what is a Mary Beth designated chore around the house?
There isn't.
The list is short.
Good answer. Good answer, young man.
They're all mine.
Don't go home tonight, son.
I know.
Do not go home tonight.
Well, I don't know that she would deny it. Like, I'm here to say the list of what I do physically is short.
She's not going to be happy that I just said that.
Dishes? So, I'm admitting it. I'm on Team Mary Beth here. Dishes and cat litter.
No, Mary Beth doesn't do the dishes. Sam does. I make the bed Monday through Friday. She makes it Saturday and Sunday. Those are her days to make the bed.
I'm not much of a bed maker.
I don't know how you can get into an unmade bed at night. I don't know how that's even physically possible.
I don't care.
Oh.
Now you're supposed to leave it unmade for a little bit so that all those germs can get out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let the germs out.
I don't make it right away. Yeah. I get up. I start the laundry. I go down and make a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Watch a little news. Get brainwashed.
Okay.
Patrol the neighborhood.
Look out the window. See who's out, who's not out. And then I go upstairs, take a shower. Then I make the bed. By the time I've made the bed, the clothes have been moved from the washer to the dryer. They're ready to be folded. It's Groundhog Day every day at my house.
It is, isn't it?
And I
sometimes love it. You have to have a routine.
I wait until there's nothing left for either one of us to wear, and then I begrudgingly throw something in the wash.
So, God, I don't know how you do it.
Usually sits 24 hours.
Oh.
Then I smell it.
Oh.
Mildew.
Run it again.
Oh, my word.
Then maybe put it in the dryer.
Hang on. We have to revisit. We must revisit that one line you just said that almost made me throw up in my own mouth. 913-586-7798.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Have you ever watched something and you're embarrassed you watched it, but you're going to tell everyone anyway? It was a gorgeous day today, and I'm like puttering around. And
The View. I used to watch The View.
Like, man, how should I get
back to you letting your laundry mildew before you went and put it in the dryer?
Oh yeah, yeah, we
for
can get to that.
24 hours?
Well, sometimes I don't mean to, but then I forget.
Oh my!
And then I open it, and I'm like, "Yep, forgot again." And so I run it again.
Oh.
So or you forget it, the clothes even exist, and so you go shopping.
It's like a twofer. Now, I'm not a big shopper, Dan. And then I put them in when I'm, you know, usually when I go in to put another load, I see the old load that never made it from the washer.
Oh,
to the
my, God. Oh my God.
What's that aroma?
I'm gonna get sick.
Anyway, it was a beautiful day.
Anyway, it was a beautiful day. I was not doing laundry and I get sucked in. It started late last night at like 10 p.m. like an idiot to one of the murder movies. There's docu-series, there's docu-dramas. You remember Alex Murdaugh murdered his beautiful wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul, or Paw, as he so bizarrely kept calling him during trial. I start the one last night where Bill Pullman plays Alex Murdaugh.
So this isn't a documentary, this is a docudrama.
Two. It is two. And so I start the one last night, I think it's called The Murdaugh Murders or something. I don't even know. It's on Netflix.
That's very creative.
So I watched the first one last night. I watched the second one today before I come into work. And I'm embarrassed to say it. I did. I know about the story. I know what happened. There are no surprises. Like, you forget how evil he was and how many people he probably killed beyond just the mom and the son.
Are there no sidewalks in your neighborhood?
You forgot about the jogger that mysteriously died out in front of their property a few years. You forget about the housekeeper who, quote, fell down the stairs and there was this large insurance. Like, and all the people he defrauded. It's just an awful story.
The title, Murdaugh Murders. The movie.
Yeah. Murdaugh Murders, the movie. Now,
they so paid some money to come up with that? That's like McDonald's.
I'm telling you, Bill Pullman looks like him, talks like him, acts like him. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it sucked me and there's only two. Then Carrie just sends me this. There is a new today tell all bombshell book coming out from their housekeeper.
The one they didn't throw down the steps?
The one they didn't throw down the stairs. And she was with the family 20 years. That woman, oh my gosh. You know what she said? Police never asked her anything. She's like, always ask the housekeeper. The housekeeper knows everything.
The housekeeper is like the executive assistant in any office building.
Yes.
And she has control the gate.
Yes, she has a tell-all book coming out. Her name is Blanca Simpson. And she opens up about what life was like with the once powerful family in a tell-all memoir within the House of Murdaugh. It will be released this month. She says she knew the second she drove up to that house that something was amiss in only the way that a housekeeper that's been with them 20 years would know. Little things, Scott. Like, she knows.
What would the motive have been?
All the walls were closing in, and there was life insurance.
Huh. So you kill your wife and one of your kids
for
life insurance?
Horrible. And make no mistake, they knew what was coming when he did it.
Well, and
they were not shot in the back.
I think it was all of the secrets that they couldn't keep anymore. He had no problem keeping the secrets, and I think it was getting to a point where, you know, they're human beings.
Okay.
And they were probably saying, you know, we need to come forward about this. And he said,
right after the murders, he asked the housekeeper to really clean the home because people would be coming over. Like, the bodies were still warm, and he's telling her, clean up. And it's unconscionable. Detectives did not go in and secure that crime scene that night, but they didn't. Anyway.
Murtaugh Murders, the movie.
The movie.
Is there a colon in there in the middle?
But the book is called Inside the House of Murdaugh.
Yes, there's a colon.
Good.
Murdaugh Murders, colon,
the movie. You know he's appealing.
He's been appealing since the day he was convicted.
On what ground? Like, literally, there
wrongful are conviction.
Mounds of evidence against that man.
Yes. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. You know, I couldn't believe it when I started seeing some things on Facebook about it. So I broke a cardinal rule of the show, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but I did a little bit of research.
Why would you do that, Scott?
Dana, I don't know.
It's like 4:30. My God, we're almost to Friday.
I know. I'm not proud. There is a long list of people in this world who have been given the privilege of a microphone in front of their face and have said things that have either cost them a lot of money and a suspension, or may have cost them their entire career.
Where is this going?
You're about to find out. One of them, by the way, is Michael Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, when he yelled the N-word into an audience more than a decade ago. You'll still see Seinfeld reruns on TV. You won't ever see him again on TV, I guarantee you that. And we could go on and on and on of the people who have lost their careers over saying something utterly ridiculous, maybe in the attempt to get attention. Add Megyn Kelly to the list. Former Fox News host. This is from the Daily Beast, but you can find it anywhere. It's everywhere. The sources are legit. Newsweek, Daily Beast, et cetera, et cetera. Megyn Kelly is being eviscerated. She has a podcast now. That's where she makes her money, is on a podcast. Megyn Kelly is being eviscerated for suggesting that Jeffrey Epstein was not an actual pedophile.
Jesus Christ.
Because he preyed on barely legal 15-year-olds and not elementary school kids. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, so I went and looked it up, okay? Kelly made the bizarre assertion after claiming that she has a source who does not believe that Epstein was a pedophile at all.
Yeah, it's Ghislaine Maxwell. That's the source.
Yeah.
Why would anyone stick up for a disgraced, discredited, narcissistic pedophile?
I'll remind you, Megyn
Kelly. Rapist.
Megyn Kelly has a 14-year-old daughter, and she made these comments.
My God.
I'll just read one more, and then we'll move on. Quoting here from Megyn Kelly, he liked 15-year-old girls. I'm just giving you facts. That he wasn't into, like, 8-year-olds.
Jesus.
But he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby.
Oh, my God.
The age of consent in Florida, where many of these incidents occurred, is 18. And several media bigwigs are saying her career is over for these comments.
Good. Did you hear about Tom Brady in New York?
Are you cloning another dog?
No. Tom Brady apparently owns a trading card store, like for baseball cards or football cards or whatever. I don't understand that world, but here we are. Someone broke in and robbed Tom Brady's card shop of nearly $10,000 in sports and Pokemon cards. The still-at-large crook, seen in surveillance footage wearing a Yankees cap, entered the store called Card Vault and tried to buy merch first using a credit card in the October 20th heist. When his card was declined, he fiddled with the tap-to-pay system to trick the employee into believing the transaction went through. You're going to have to help us here, Sam.
Yeah, I'm already confused.
He then left with a haul of baseball and Pokemon cards worth $9,710. Now, keep in mind, he did not run in, steal a bunch of stuff, and run out. He went in, faked paying for it. She said, oh, I'm sorry, do you have another card? Or try that again. These can be these can be real temperamental. Try it again. This says he then fudged the tap and pay system to make it look like he paid for it and then walked out. I have never been able to successfully tap and pay for anything, Sam. It's upside down. It's right side up. I flip it left. I flip it right. I'm more of a swiper. How do you do this?
I'm trying to figure this one out. How he would trick the tap and pay system, I can't really think of a way that that would work.
It either says approved or not, right?
Right. What I'm thinking is there are a lot of people in this world that have their bank account, their credit card set up that every time they make a transaction, they get a text message saying you just spent X number of dollars at this establishment. So maybe he typed up a text message and sent it to himself like it was from, let's say he was using Discover, hypothetical. And it says, this is your Discover card, blah, blah, blah. We are just confirming your $10,000 transaction and blah, blah, blah. So if he sent that text to himself, maybe he could have convinced the person working who didn't know better. Well, no, look, it took 10K off my card. You're not getting another 10K. These are my cards now.
Right. Maybe if it was a young employee, they felt
or older employee, anybody
or
intimidated.
Anybody who doesn't know, the ins and outs of it. And it's amazing when people get loud and very confident how you can persuade people into believing you.
When the card was declined, he fudged with the tap to pay system to trick the employee into believing the transaction went through. If you were talking about a Diet Coke at Quick Trip, I could sort of see this.
Yeah, $10,000. We're going to hold this in the back until we get proof.
$10,000 after the card initially was declined?
Because I've had people yell at me before, like, well, look, no, it says I paid. And I'm like, we didn't get the money. You can either pay and leave with the stuff or
not a fan
leave.
Of the tap and pay.
You pick.
This is another reason why.
I honestly, and I don't think I ever will understand it, the collector industry, like the baseball card collector or somebody who collects, Pokemon cards or Beanie Babies from the day or, what's the one?
Whatever.
There's one that's really
the
popular.
The Pokemon stuff is what is worth. Remember some influencer came into town, spent $1 million on one of those cards?
Yeah, well, that was that
Jake
one of
Paul,
the Paul, one of the Paul brothers.
Yeah. I don't know which one.
Anyway, I mean, obviously the card is only worth what you value it at. There's no real intrinsic
value. The card is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it.
That's what I meant to say. You're right. And but I've never understood. Like, I have a couple of CDs that are really rare. They mean a lot to me. They're very valuable to me. But I don't know that anybody else is going to pay for it or would even want it. I've never understood the collector world.
Over the summer, another heist from one of those Pokemon card places, they lost $50,000 worth of cards in Detroit. Why display them? Why not display the photos? Remember when we were little,
why
Scott?
Why display diamond rings?
Remember when we were little, you would go in and if you wanted to buy a poster, you didn't actually see the poster. There were these big, you know, metal, and you would they were kind of like a book.
Like view boards.
The view boards. And you would see the one you wanted, and you would go up to the clerk, and you would say, I would like the Duran Duran. I believe it's number 17 in your catalog back there.
Or they would have them underneath in little cap.
Yes.
In little,
why even have the cards out? Why not just say, we own, there is a one of one here, and if you want to pay for it, we'll bring it out.
But
you better pay for it first.
But then answer my question. Why display diamond rings?
Yeah.
Collectors want to see the quality. Mm-hmm. They want to see the shine. A lot of these cards that are worth a lot of money have, the terminology just left my brain. When you tilt it side to side and the picture moves?
Oh, hologram.
Hologram.
Thank you. A lot of those cards have that on there, and so they want to hold it in their hand and see it move.
Well, when you go to a jewelry store, let's say you're getting ready to propose, you want to see, as you move the ring under the light, the sparkle. You know, the
right
where it almost blinds you if it's a really good, nice ring. You want to see that when you're buying the ring. You don't want to just look at a picture of a diamond ring that seems to have a little bit of sparkle.
All of the headlines are saying the store was robbed.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah. You took something you didn't pay for. That's a robbery.
And I've had those scenarios happen where they got very aggressive and you just have to stand your ground and be like, okay, well, as it stands, this is still mine. So how do you want to end this situation? You can either pay to where my system says that you paid or you can leave.
When you buy something at a convenience store and you put it on the counter, at what point do you grab the item as if you now own it?
Or what point does Sam grab it back and go, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take that Twix?
Is it before you insert your card, but you're getting ready to? Or do you wait until it says transaction processed, and then you pull your card out and grab the item?
Most people grab it and start walking before the transaction's even processed.
Right.
And how many times have you had to say,
not so fast!
Excuse me?
Many times.
Really?
I'm super nice about it, but we also have security now sitting by the door, so, excuse me, sir. And then security immediately is like, all right, nobody's walking out.
Oh, wow.
This specific card vault store, by the way, only opened 3 weeks ago.
And Tom Brady owns it?
Yep.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dana, I've got some sad news for you. Wendy's is closing even more U.S. restaurant locations where they will not be able to grab your Diet Coke out of your hand when your credit card doesn't go through.
Say it isn't so.
Amid a slump in sales across the fast food industry, in an earnings call earlier this week, Wendy's interim CEO Ken Cook confirmed that a mid-single-digit percentage of the chain's nearly 6,000 U.S. restaurant locations would be closing in the near future. But when you're talking about I know they're trying to make it sound like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
When you're talking about a mid-single digit percentage of 6,000 restaurants, you're talking about hundreds.
Right.
We are working with our U.S. franchisees to evaluate each and every underperforming restaurant in our system. They're going to close between 240 and 360 stores.
Right. Why is it, even at the pinnacle of success in one's career, if there is a payment declined, it sends you into a panic?
Because you think to yourself, I should not be here.
Right.
How am I
yeah.
successful, have a highly rated radio program, and for some reason my money is no good here?
However, may I just say, mistakes happen. And today, before I came into work, I had a large, and I mean large, transaction declined. And I knew the balance on my card was zero, and the ceiling on what I could spend is high.
Oh, okay. It was a credit card. I was like, well, if the balance was zero, no wonder it got declined.
Nope. Credit card balance, it is completely zero.
So you had room to move.
We had room to move. And so, but I still panicked. And I called the company and I said, this has been declined. And I'm sure it's because there's some daily limit or this was flagged as fraud. Mm-hmm. But when you say to the vendor, I'm sure that this has just been flagged as fraud because it was a significant amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't $10. So I said, let me call you back. But in my mind, they're going, oh, okay, crazy. Yeah. Never going to hear from her again.
We'll put that on layaway.
So I called. I talked to the woman, and she said, you know what? Have them run the number again. She said, your balance is zero. You have this much to spend. There should be no issue. Your daily limit, by the way, was $10,000. I'm like, my God.
Must be nice.
Who spends 10 grand in a day? Not me.
No one.
My daily limit's zero.
So I called them back.
Well, you don't have a credit card. You can't get any credit.
And I said, could you please try to run it again? But in that interim, like let's say it was 2 minutes I was in my car, I was like sweating. And I'm like explaining. I said, look, I just got off the phone with them. There is absolutely no reason this should not have gone through. The card has, it's been activated 10 years. The second time they ran it, it went through. And I'm like, hey, could you just let everybody know that this was just a little bump in the road?
Who else do we have to let everybody know?
I don't know, but I felt like like you, there's this anxiety that comes with that, even though I knew this could not be me.
Same thing happened to me at Target when I was getting dog food a couple of weeks ago. $35 or $45 transaction, whatever it was. I go up to the self-checkout. I scan it. Declined. Declined. And I'm like, well, this is the only payment method I brought. So either the dog's eating, not eating tonight, or something's going on.
Well, you feed it human food.
So I talk to the lady, and I'm like, hey, I don't know if it's something going on with the system. I swear to God, I have money.
It's your system,
it's
lady.
It's the system's fault.
Right.
So she cancels out that transaction. I walk over to another machine, and I scan it. And declined.
Oh, declined. Sam.
Declined. And I was like, all right, let me try a third. This is getting ridiculous. Third system worked first scan. But yeah, it was 5 minutes of like, am I in the Twilight Zone? What is going on here?
Your life makes my heart hurt.
So what do you just, did you just, with
the
your,
system was glitching. It your, didn't even show up on my end.
It's a glitch in the system. I'm sure that's what that man said right before he stole Tom Brady's baseball cards.
Maybe you had a glitch in your paycheck.
I paid for the food.
Oh, there's a glitch, all right.
Wow. The largest male great white shark to be tagged in the Atlantic Ocean by the research group OSearch has reemerged in waters off the coast of southern New Jersey, according to the organization. When the group tagged the nearly 14-foot-long predator, you would think if it was the largest great white shark ever tagged, that it'd be longer than 14 feet. That actually sounds kind of short.
Ever tagged.
But that would be from me to the window behind you.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, what? When that thing's swimming near you and you're about to die, the last thing you think is, oh, I thought it would be bigger.
The shark does have a name.
Uh-huh.
His name is Contender.
Contender.
He was swimming near the Florida-Georgia border when he was tagged. He's now up in New Jersey. He has traveled more than 4,300 miles since then.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And 13 feet means he's a thick boy. He's been eating a lot.
He's a 14-footer.
Yeah.
That old Contender is a 14-footer. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.